So let's review. The Gemara refers back to a discussion on the previous daf regarding which karbanos are deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Reb Meir had brought Korban Pesach as an example of a Korban Yochid that is deicha Shabbos and Tumah because it's Zman Kavua. And Reb Yaakov had brought Korban Chagiga as an example of a Korban Tzibur that is not deicha Shabbos and Tumah because it's Ein Zman Kavua. Rav Huna now asks, V'tana maishno Pesach the korle Korban Yochid u'maishno Chagiga the korle Korban Tzibur? Why do the Tanoim refer to the Korban Pesach as a Korban Yochid and the Chagiga as a Korban Tzibur? If the Chagiga, although it's an individual obligation, is called a Korban Tzibur because Asim B'Kinufya, all of Klal Yisrael bring it together when they all come to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, then the same can be said about the Korban Pesach. The Gemara answers that the Korban Pesach mentioned refers to the Pesach Sheni, which is not brought by all of Klal Yisrael. And even though it is a Korban Yochid, it will still be Deiches HaTumah because the Braisla follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Pesach Sheni may be brought by Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda learns this out from the Pasuk, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasoisa, that Pesach Sheni carries all the laws of the regular Korban Pesach, including that it may be brought by Tumah. And although the Pesach Rishon was postponed specifically for people who are Tumah, still if they were not Zeichet to become Tar by Pesach Sheni, it may be brought by Tumah. The Gemara continues another discussion from the previous daf, namely whether the Parakah and Godlo can create a Temura or not. The Gemara there explained that the Machlekes is dependent on whether the other Kahanim are Bikvi'usa Miskapri or Mikufya Miskapri, whether they are true partners in the Kapar of the Parakah and Godlo, and thus the Parakah and Godlo is considered a Korban Shutfin, which cannot create a Temura, or perhaps the atonement for the Kahanim is only secondary, by the way, and the Parakah and Godlo is actually a Korban Yochid, which can create a Temura. A Gemara here tries to resolve this question. But typically, the Asheloi Omrachmana, Mishaloi who may be void Mishal Tzibur, the Kohen Gadol must purchase this power from his own funds. And the Torah repeats the words Asheloi to teach that this is Ma'akiv. It cannot be mixed with funds from anyone else, even Kahanim. This would seem to prove that the power Kohen Gadol is a true Korban Yochid. However, the Gemara responds that if it was a complete Korban Yochid, how could the other Kahanim benefit from the atonement, even Mikufya? You must therefore say that Shani be Gaza de Aaron, de Afgir Achmon de Gabi Ochav HaKahanim. The Torah was mafgir part of the funds of the Kohen Gadol for the benefit of the rest of the Kahanim, so that they may receive atonement as well. So too regarding Temura. Part of the funds of the Kohen Gadol are mufgir, and the carbon is not considered a carbon yachid, but a carbon hashutfin, and therefore cannot make a Temura. The next Mishnah continues the narrative of Avodas Yom Kippur and begins to describe the path of the Kohen Gadol as he enters the Kodesh HaKodeshim. This was the first entry of the day to perform the Avodas HaKetores. As mentioned in the previous Mishnah, he was carrying the Machta of coals in his right hand and the Kaf of Ketores in his left hand. Zok the Mishnah, Hoyi mahalich b'heichel at shmegia lebein shtei ha-pareches ha-mavdilois bein Kodesh u-bein Kodesh HaKodeshim u-binein Ama. From the Azara, the Kohen Gadol went up the 12 steps that led up to the Ulam, through the Ulam, and walked the length of the Heichel to the two curtains that separated the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Heichel. The Talikama says that there was a space of an Amma between the two curtains. The next Mishnah on Daf Nun Bezim and Bez continues to describe the path of the Kohen Gadol as he walked in between the two curtains and then into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yisi Aymer, Lo Yisi Sham Ela Pareches Achas Bolvad. Rabbi Yisi maintains that there was only one curtain, as the Pasuk states, V'hevdila ha-pareches lechem bein ha-kodesh v'bein kodesh ha-kodeshim. The curtain, singular, shall separate between the kodesh and the kodesh ha-kodeshim. The Gemara explains, V'rabbanan amri loch hanemili b'mishkan. The Chacham respond that only in the Mishkan was there only one curtain separating the kodesh and the kodesh ha-kodeshim. However, in the Mikdash Rishon built by Shlomo HaMelech, there was a proper wall built called the Amatraxon. This wall was one amma thick and 30 amas high. There was an opening in the wall covered by a curtain. Av b'mikdash sheni, kivinu lehavya amatraxon, u'b'mikdash rishon hu dehavya, v'istapkulu l'rabbanan b'kedushasei, ika lefnim, ika lechutz, v'av v'shtei pareches. In the second base of Mikdash, the building was higher, and the opening was 40 amas high, which was too high to support a structurally sound wall the width of an amma. Therefore, a pareches was used. However, the Chachamim could not determine whether this space of one Amma where the wall had been was considered to be part of the inside, the Kodesh HaKodeshim, or part of the outside, the Heichel. Therefore, two curtains were hung, one at the outside edge of the Amah and one at the inside edge of the Amah. The Gemara now brings three opinions as to the path taken by the Kohen Gadol inside the Heichal to get to the curtain of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Heichal contained the Mizbech HaKetoris directly in the middle, the Shulchan to the right near the Tzafen wall, and the Menorah to the left near the Darim wall. Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah that there were two curtains, and Pischa B'Darim, the opening of the outer curtain, was near the Darim wall. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol walked towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim between the Mizbech and the Menorah. He did not go between the menorah and the wall, even further south, because the wall there was blackened from the fire of the menorah and it might soil his clothing. Remeir and Rabbi Yossi both hold that there was only one curtain, and Pischa B'Tzafen, its opening was near the northern wall. Therefore, Remeir holds that the Kohen Gadol walked towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim between the Mizbech and the Shulchan. He did not walk between the Shulchan and the wall, even further north, either because that space was filled with the 10 extra tables that were placed there by Shlomo HaMelech, which stood mitzafen l'darim, and there was no space between them and the tzafen wall, or, even if we say that they stood mimizrach l'mayrav, and there was space between them and the tzafen wall, however, mishum shechina lav oirich ara l'meil lehedya, it would not be respectful to the shechina to walk directly towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather in a slightly roundabout way. Rabbi Yossi, however, does not hold that walking straight towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a lack of derech eretz, as he states, Chavivin Yisrael shlehitzrichen akasav l'shleach. Because of the special love shown to Bnei Yisrael by Hashem and Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol may enter directly into the Kodesh HaKadoshim.